for Sonko's voters, at least this time we have a kind of decent explanation, if I can put it in that way, because for the first time, the court tried to, on paper, in a decision to explain why Sonko was not accepted and linking the decision to the Senegalese legislation. Sonko was not accepted simply because he was sentenced by a court. And according to our electoral legislation, a person who is sentenced to a number of days by a court in Senegal cannot participate in election. That was the only major reason that they found about his non-participation. What is also good in the Sonko case, the court finally acknowledged the fact that the attitude of the administration towards Sonko was not acceptable, because they said Sonko file was not completed because of reason that was beyond his capacity. And I think that one is really important to stress, because for the first time in our history, the administration illegally refused to hand over a document to a candidate.
That's why Sonko supporters have said all along that they think that this was politically motivated.
Yes, we can say it's politically motivated, because the administration did everything to accelerate the proceedings. You know, when it's come to the judiciary in Senegal, you know, it's quite surprising that in less than 1 year, a case went from the lowest court to the Supreme Court in 1 year, while 40% of the people in prison at the moment are there because their cases were not heard by the same judicial system.
Who do you think now can be considered perhaps the front runner?
Well, this election is very, very open. Open in the way that nobody can tell you who will be possibly the two front runner after the 25th of February 2024.
Sonko's party, the Pastel Party, did they nominate another candidate besides Sonko?
In fact, there are three people who can be seen as very close to Sonko. You have Bassirou Diomaye Faye, who is also in prison. Very interesting, a candidate in prison. How is he going to participate to the campaign? That will be very, very interesting to see, because that has never been put in our legislation. You have also a former minister very close to Abdoulaye Wade, because he was his chief of staff, who is also very close to Sonko. His name is Abid Fi. And you have an activist, academic, who is also very, very close to Sonko. All these three are really campaigning. And we don't know now who the party or the former party, PASTEF, will formally designate. That will be also a very interesting element to look at closely, because for the first time, the party may be divided who to choose